USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russia has unleashed a lethal barrage of strikes against multiple Ukrainian cities, smashing civilian targets, including downtown Kiev, where multiple deaths have been reported across the country. Kiev Mayor Vitali Klitschko says Putin will never win because Ukrainians will continue to fight to the end.
People is angry. Angry and want to defend our houses, defend our families, our children.
India and China, two powers that have offered Russia some relief in the face of Western sanctions, expressed concern after the deadly missile strikes across Ukraine on Monday and renewed calls for de-escalation and dialogue. Mao Ning, a spokeswoman for China's foreign ministry, told a press briefing that all countries deserve respect for their sovereignty and territorial integrity, and that support should be given to all efforts that are conducive to peacefully resolving the crises. Arindam Bakshi, the spokesman for India's Ministry of External Affairs, said New Delhi would offer support for efforts to calm the fighting. India is deeply concerned at the escalation of the conflict in Ukraine, including targeting of infrastructure and deaths of civilians. Strong language from Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville at former President Trump's rally in Nevada Saturday night. The Alabama senator joining Trump to stump for Nevada Republicans said Democrats are in favor of reparation because they're pro-crime. Reparations, the proposed paying of money to the African-American descendants of slaves.
They want crime because they want to take over what you got. They want to control what you have. They want reparation because they think the people that do the crime are owed that. Bull****! They are not owed that.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ukrainians in major cities are cleaning up from a large barrage of missiles launched by Russia. The dozens of strikes ordered by Russia's president, who said they were in retaliation for the bombing of a key bridge that connects mainland Russia to occupied Crimea. At least 11 people were killed by the strikes, Ukraine's emergency services says, and dozens injured. Steve Danyard, who's a former senior U.S. diplomat and retired Marine Corps colonel, says he's most concerned about Russian attacks on Ukraine's power grid.
When the first snow begins to fly, the battlefield's going to change and will probably slow down. So Mr. Putin wants the rest of Europe to consider what the consequences might be of not having enough gas to stay heated. And what he's looking for is to divide Europe from its support to Ukraine in the wintertime.
PayPal has been accused of overreaching.
PayPal quickly discontinued an unbelievable new policy, announced that the company would fine users $2,500 from their accounts per offense if they spread misinformation. PayPal, which has repeatedly deplatformed organizations and individuals over their political views, stated Saturday that the initial policy announcement was issued in error. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York Mets manager Buck Showalter talks about the Mets' loss in the National League wildcard series after their 101-win season and the raw emotions from the clubhouse.
You know, it's not always fair. You know, I don't think I've ever had such a good blend of good people and good players.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.